This show is adults only. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Welcome to the MaterCast, everybody. This show is a special edition, so I hope you will all enjoy the show. And let's get started, shall we? We got a special edition going on because we got some special changes coming to the show. So special changes require a special show. And this is episode number 7, ladies and gentlemen. Recorded on a Saturday because I just got back from vacation. And I'll tell you about the vacation a little bit at a time. We're going to have a good time talking about it. I still got more to do. I still got to do some things to the programming. But I'll be back probably shortly with episode number 8. And that will be the first edition of the show that will be changing. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. This show is copyright 2020 and all rights have been reserved. None of this show can be retransmitted, recopied, or any way redissected or stripped without written consent from its publishers and or hosts. All content that you hear on the MaterCast has been specifically bought solely for the purpose of entertainment and is not the copyright of the actual broadcaster. All rights for all the music you hear and all the entertainment that you hear are copyrights of the respected owners. This show is brought to you by All Star Entertainment. For any and all great parties, you need a good DJ, and for a good DJ, you need All Star Entertainment. So contact Mark Jamino today. His number is 989-777-7004. If you are in the mid-Michigan area and want great entertainment, there's the guy, Mark Jamino. Give him a call today. He's a friend of mine. Just tell him Jerry Mater sent you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it started. It is time for the MaterCast. So, without further ado, let's begin the show now. Right, hello, everybody, and welcome into the show. We got a great show lined up for you, so let's get it started. Yeah! Of course. That'll be about the last time you'll ever hear that intro ever again, because we're going to change the intro really soon as well. We're getting some great voiceovers, and I've got a guy to do it. I'd like to welcome to our show, and he's not with us right now. He's busy off doing his thing in the studio. But I would like to welcome Mr. Drew Graham to the show. Drew is awesome, and he is a world-class voiceover guy, and he'll be providing us with all of our, you know, announcements that I don't have to announce. Because, see, it doesn't sound right if I announce it, because why do I got to announce it? I'm the host. It doesn't sound right. So we got a decent guy that's going to be able to do those things for us, so I don't have to anymore. And, of course, we got some new changes coming because the Mater Music Jam that you guys used to listen to on my old radio station, the Mater Radio Network, it's coming back. It's coming back. And it's going to be pretty good. And as you heard, I almost fired off the intro pad again. Anyway, so we got that show coming back to us. We got a lot of stuff coming back to the show. So it's not going to be called the Mater Music Jam anymore. We're still going to stick with the Mater. We're still going to probably stick with the MaterCast for a very long time because I like that name. It's going to consist, our show is going to consist of good stuff. So let's pull up the individual things by hitting this button right here. It's going to show you the different ones. Here we go. Slide number 1. right, slide number one. We're going to talk about programming. You're going to hear nothing but 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and other songs before that. We will not be playing songs from the 90s up. And the reason is, it's just not something that you get to hear on the radio anymore. We'll play other stuff like country music. We'll play a lot of different Texas-born artists and things. A lot of great Texas country that you guys are used to hearing, but you won't hear any more of that other garbage any longer. So there you go. That's gone. No more pop music ever again. There will be another change coming, and this is a change that I'm really excited about. New software. This program is produced every week on Backpack Studio, and it will still be produced on Backpack Studio. The only difference is that for the music portion of the program, most of the programming that you're going to be hearing is going to be produced on a new software called Station Playlist Studio. Yeah, that's true. It is going to happen. So we hope you will enjoy that. So we're mixing the two together. Backpack Studio is going to help us with putting together the comedy portion of the show. And it'll also feature the music portion of the show. Because the music portion of the show is going to be put into my downloaded into iCloud or in Dropbox. And I'm going to transfer that over and play it on the recording from Backpack Studio. I don't want to play with it too much for comedy and that, because maybe I will. But I still want to use Backpack Studio, because Backpack Studio has been the reason we've done this show for so many years without a problem, without issue. And it's the reason that we've started to include such great things as, you know, the applause and things that people enjoy to hear. That's a given right there. We're very proud to say that we are now a beta tester for the software for Backpack Studio, and we'd like to thank Ed Filos for that opportunity. This recording that you're listening to right now is a beta version of the software that we're using. And it has the ability to do some things that the new version of for the Backpack Studio is going to be really cool. And I can't wait for everyone to get a chance to try it out that has the software. So my recommendation to you is download it. You'll like it. The next thing we're going to talk about is, of course, your requests. Your requests are important to us. Whenever you send in a request by email, it will happen on that week's podcast. Don't expect every single song to go to that week's podcast. And the reason is, quite frankly, there's a lot of songs that people could be picking. Believe me, I love music just as much as anybody else. But unfortunately, I don't have that ability to continuously play every single song somebody requests. Because other people want to hear songs too. If I get a song in that might, you know, coincide with the other song, for example, let's say somebody requests Randy Travis's Deeper Than the Holler. And then somebody else comes along and requests another song by Randy Travis, maybe on the other hand. I can't play both of those segments because they're two songs back to back of the same artist. And that violates the law, I guess. Who knows? I just might do it just to piss off the law. I don't know. I I don't know, but we're gonna do. Yeah, we really can't do it. It will get us in trouble with the Federal Cocksuckers Commission. Nobody really likes that idea, so that's a bad idea right there. So that's what's going to happen now. Your request will be given, but if you choose a song... Oh, why did you do that? Oh, that's why. There we go. Plugged it back in. All right, so... But if your request coincides with another request, you'll hear it the next week afterwards. Okay? That's how we're doing requests this time, so there you go. Now you know how we're doing requests, just don't forget about it. And we got more to talk about. We do, we do. Let's get on to slide number 5. Countdown shows. And the countdown shows, will they continue? The answer, unfortunately, is no. And the reason? Because the countdown shows are hard to put together. And unfortunately, they're a little bit more difficult than a regular show, you know. So I can't, I honestly can't put them together every single time. We're just doing that now to show you a kind of a little bit how the show is going to sound musically. We're not doing that, you know, as a way to continue that feature. We will on occasion, though. But right now, those countdown shows will be put on hold when we get our new show format going, because they're just too hard to put together. And I have to search for every single song, put every single song in pads, play every single song. It's terrible. And I can't continue to keep doing that because I've got other things to do in my life besides sit around here and dick around with this damn program. Yeah. That's true, but no, in all reality, I think countdown shows are great for the time, but we can't keep doing them because it takes away from all your requests. If I continue to keep doing these, I won't be able to play any song that you guys want to hear, because guess why? It ain't going to happen. We don't have the money. We don't have the time. So that means we're not going to be able to play them. And you guys want to hear your songs, right? Okay. Then that means no more countdown shows. Sorry. Can't do it. Just can't do it. I'm not being mean, but I just can't do that. Also, this show will be absolutely free. A lot of people are making their shows cost money these days. I'm not a money hog, and I will never do that to any of my fans. So the truth is, you will be hearing crystal clear free music from me, and I don't give a good goddamn how much money I make off the show. There will be advertisements in there, and we're going to have fun with that, but there will not be any more paid intro costs. So when you go to listen to my show, you don't got to pay it one goddamn dime. I believe that money is the root of all evil. And anybody who can charge for their show to let people listen to them play, I'm sorry, but until your show becomes prime time and you can make a lot of money that way, if your show is on like a national network, I could see charging for it. If your show has a lot of advertising costs or whatever, I can see charging for it. But you don't charge for a show if it's just going to be on Facebook or something like that. That's just how I feel. And it might piss a lot of people off, but I don't care. I'm not charging for my show because I don't believe it's the right thing to do. Anyway, I don't believe it's the right thing to do. My listeners are important to me, and I won't charge for something that I can, you know, my listeners can go anywhere they want to listen to a podcast. You guys can go anywhere you want. You can go to any channel you want, any iHeart channel, any TuneIn Radio channel, wherever you're going to. And you can listen to great things. Why would you want to pay for something that you can listen to for free? That's just what I'm saying. I'm not going to charge for my show. There may be special shows. Now, don't get me wrong. There might be special shows where I have to charge. If we get a guest that comes in that's, pretty expensive to get the guest in, and we have, you know, then we'll charge for maybe a one-time show or something like that. But I'm not going to charge for a show where I'm just sitting there playing music. Fuck that. Alrighty, next part of the show we're going to talk about is my vacation. Oh, what, you thought I was going to leave that part out? Never. Alright, this is the truth. I love chickens to death. I like eating chicken. I love chicken Popeyes. I love chicken tenders. I love chicken fucking nuggets. I love everything chicken, but I can't stand hearing them in the morning time, I tell you that right now. Motherfucker, I'm telling you right now, them chickens at my Uncle Ken's house kept me awake so much that I wanted to take and put them in the roasting pot. Four in the fucking morning, for God's sake. Four in the morning. The fuck? I mean, come on. Couldn't they wait about four more hours and then done that? It's still fucking half past the ass crack of dawn and they're up there chirping. Come on. And then you're already awake, right? So you're like sitting there. Okay, I'm up. Whatever. You're getting up. You're getting ready to do whatever. And they're still fucking going at it. It's like Headache City. How in the fuck does he do it? I don't know. Anyway, but they got some pretty cool chickens over there, though. And my dog is having a fit because my niece is in the other room messing with it. And that's that about my vacation, really. Not too much, not too important, anyway. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again to do the countdown show, and we're going to take it from here. I got some great music coming up for you, so don't go anywhere. We're going to do this thing. So this is episode number 7. We got the countdown show from 1985. Let's go in the time machine right now. Alright. Number 10 this week, we got a great number for you from the great band Exile. Let's hear Hang On To Your Heart.
Countdown. 10, 10, 10, 10. Soft and low, all the lovers swaying to and fro. You and me together, dancing real slow. Tonight's the night, I want you to know I can't hold out any longer. That my love can't grow. Whoa, very much can't believe I'm really holding you. So close, so tight, all night through. Stand still forever. It'll always be just you and me here together. You better hang on to your heart, hold on tight, or I'm gonna steal it away tonight. I'll take you in my arms and never ever let you.
We're counting down the hits from 1985, and that was number 10, and it was Hold On to Your Heart from Exile, right there for you. And next up, we got a song by Mel McDaniel, talking about his baby, of course, and saying something about her having a blue jeans on. We'll find out in just a minute. Right now, I do want to make mention, this is 1985 countdown. I was only 3 years old when this was out, by the way, but just in case you were wondering. All right, let's go into it. Here it is. You ready? All right, guys, what number are we at?
Countdown! 9, 9, 9, 9.
Here's Mel McDaniel. Baby's got a blue jeans on, baby.
8, 8, 8.
By the traffic light.
8, 8.
Everybody's looking.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Watch her till she's gone. Lord, baby's got her blue jeans on.
8, 8.
Up by the bus stop and across the street. Open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone.
Bear with me a moment. I'm going to fix that so it doesn't do that anymore. I'm sorry about that noise. It wasn't supposed to do what it just did. Jerry's going to see if we can figure it out here. No. Yep, that's it. Okay, that's turned off. So why would it? Just a minute, I'm looking. Is this one loaded? Let me see. One of these has the pads triggered. That's what it is. There we go. I'm sorry about that. I'll try this again. And yes, I'm going to leave this mistake in there because it only shows how much we're growing. All right. You ready? Let's do... Let's go ahead and redo this over. So at number... 9, we have a song from Mel McDaniel. Here's Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
9, 9, 9, 9.
electric light. Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Right there with us, and one of my favorites, maybe even one of yours. That was called Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. She looks pretty good in those blue jeans. All right. Now, we're going to play a song, and it's going to take us back to 85, of course. That's where we are. We're going to hear one by a guy who is, I think, one of the best piano players there is around. His name is Ronnie Millsap, and we're going to hear him do one for us called She Keeps the Home Fire Is Burning. This was back in 85 when he had this great single out, and it is...
8, 8, 8, 8.
Here's Ronnie Millsap now. What a great song this is, by the way. Love this song, Ronnie. Thanks for recording it for us.
Crack of dawn, I hit the road. Set my shoulders for the heavy load. Coffee leaking through the paper sack. The foreman says I'm late again. He can't stand it when I only grin. He's got me 8 hours, she's got me after that. I can't wait till it's quitting time. She got something cooking for me tonight. She keeps the home. Keeps me returning again. my luck. Four ball tires on my pickup truck. No more credit on my credit card. When I come home and hit that door, I remember what these aching arms are for. She's my one light when the world goes dark. Tomorrow it's the same old grind, but she'll be burning in my mind. She keeps the home fires burning while I'm out earning a living in a world that's known for its pouring rain. She keeps the home fires burning. Ooh, and it's her warm loving that keeps me returning again.
Favorites, and hopefully one of yours as well. One called
"It's Her Warm Loving That Keeps Me Returning Again."
Wow, that took a minute, didn't it? Sorry about that. Anyway, now you see why we want to get better software, don't you? Because it sucks. Anyways, yeah, it screwed me up more than once today. Yeah. Now, at number 7 this week, well, we just heard a great classic from Ronnie Millsap. She keeps the home fires burning, and he, you know, he's out working his ass off while she's doing that and making lots of money, and she still wants to burn it all. That sucks, Ronnie. Sorry to hear that you're still busy making money while she's burning up your money. I don't know what to say to that, you know? But number 14 ought to fix it. I mean, let's go to number 14 now. And here's a song from Lee Greenwood now. Lee Greenwood recorded this one. Number 14, it is Dixie Road.
Eight.
No, eight. Not number 8, you idiot.
Eight.
Hold on. We're getting there. And it wasn't number 5 either. I mean, number 14, it was number 7.
Seven. 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 Seven.
See why I don't do countdown shows very much? Here's number 7. It's Lee Greenwood.
I would pick and we would sing to the rhythm of that front porch swing. The moonlight was a spotlight that we shared. I found new notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love alone that holds you down. Boy, you're glory bound. We can't share a world of different dreams. So I chased mine, and she found hers too. But someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing,
my heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
L.A.
hell. But once you know, you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road. Every night I'm in a different place, and I'm searching every stranger's face, trying to find a girl who's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country, but whenever I'm alone, I go back there.
My heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
L.A. lights burn like hell, once you know,
you left heaven Dixie Road.
My heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell, once you know, you left heaven waiting down a Dixie Road.
My heart goes
drifting down a dusty Dixie Road.
Sing it, Lee.
Taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down a Dixie Road.
My heart goes
drifting down a dusty Dixie Road. Taking my mind back in time. Love that song right there. That was one of my favorite songs when I was a kid, and it still is today. That was Lee Greenwood doing one for us called Dixie Road. That was number 7 in the countdown. Now we're on to this number right here. You ready? Let's go on to the next number. Here we go.
Six. 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 Six.
Here's Eddie Rabbit in the best years of my life.
We'll go down in history, me loving you, you loving me, yeah. There's something about the way we kiss, it's in the stars, baby, we can't miss, no. Before you came along, my heart was down. Then you walked right in and turned my world around. The best year of my life is the year that just went by since I met you. The best year of my life is the year that you made all my dreams come true. And you'll always be the one, and every year to come will be the best year of my life. Baby, since you came along, my life's turned into a song, yeah. And in your misty eyes I see way beyond eternity, yeah. Special kind of love, it never fades. It just keeps on growing stronger every day. The best year of my life is the year that just went by since I met you. The best year of my life is the year that you made all my dreams come true. And you'll always be the one, and every year to come will be the best year of my life. The best year of my life is the year that just went by since I met you. The best year of my life is the year that you made all my dreams come true. And you'll always be the one, and every year to come will be the best year of my life. The best year of my life.
We met on the highway when she flagged me down. Had a flat on her Stingray with nobody around. I helped her out. She said, climb in. So I ditched my old truck just to see where the party would end. We spent the weekend in Reno in a honeymoon suite. Never saw the casino, barely took time to eat. I never dreamed she would take me that far. But by Sunday, that lady had taken a hold of my heart. It's a modern day romance, a new kind of game, with no time to slow dance in the fast lane. I tried to love her without any strings, but a modern day romance has left me some old fashioned pain. Never said goodbye, just a note by the phone. Said thanks for the good times, but it's time to move on. Well, I'm out here walking with my thumb in the air and wondering where she might have gone, why I even care. It's just a modern day romance, a new kind of game, with no time to slow dance in the fast lane. I try to love her without any strings, but a modern day romance has left me some old fashioned pain. It's a modern day romance, an old fashioned pain.
Night, and I might not be here in the morning light. but I'll never stop loving you. Loving you. I might be moving to Memphis on a fast moving train, thumbing down some trucker heading west in the fast lane, but I'll never stop loving you. Close to the sea, I'll run just as wild.
Love just as deep.
I'll never stop loving
you. Loving you. Loving you. Loving you.
I might call from Atlanta for bus fare home. To tell you what flight I'm on, but I'll never stop
loving you. Loving you.
Just as sure as the sun sets on that beach in Malibu, I might go around the world, but I'll come back to you. I'll never stop
loving you.
That was Gary Morris. Hold on 1 second. We're getting some feedback. Let me. All right, there we go. Anyway, that was Gary Morris doing one for us called "I'll Never Stop Loving You." That was number four, and that's a great song. And then we also heard from 85. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Modern Day Romance. That was another one that was number five. Now, we're going to hear number three, as they say. And this one comes to us from Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. And no, it's not Island in the Stream. But it's one of my favorites of theirs. It's one called Real Love. Here's Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers coming in at...
Three.
Before love has a chance to begin, fine line between giving up and giving in. Ah, but once your heart's been in it, you just can't forget it. It's like nothing that you felt in your life. Just holding you so tight and never ever get enough.
We got real love, not infatuation. Real love, our heart celebration. I love you.
You know I love you too.
We got real love, not an imitation. Real love, you're my
It was Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers on that number, and that song there made it to number 3 in the countdown this week. Now, at number 2, we have another great song from Ronnie Milsap. I think this is one of his biggest hits. It did make it to number 2, but I'm pretty sure somewhere along the line it made it to number 1 as well. This one is one of my favorites because it has a lot of good piano in it, and it also takes us on back to a year when music was a lot more simpler. Let's go back to 1985 and hear this one from Ronnie Milsap. Coming in at number 2 this week, Ronnie Milsap and Lost in the 50s tonight. And this is a great song. I learned to play this song a couple times, actually more than a couple times on my piano. So it's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites because of that reason too. All right, here it is for you now. Number
2.
Close your eyes, baby. Follow my heart. Call on the memory here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away, back to the feelings we shared when they played in the still of the night. this tonight. These precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we hear in the still of the night. Hold me, darling, hold me tight. Say, shoo, 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 so right. Lost in the 50s tonight.
Dancing to that song, getting real close and nice and nasty, huh? Come on. Be honest. Be honest. Every damn one of you were, weren't you? I mean, for God's sake, don't do that on my show. It causes problems. All right, let's go to the next number. What do you say? Here we go. You guys ready? This was number 21 in 19... No, it wasn't. It was number 1 in 1985. What was it? Well, it was a great song. And it talked about a chick that was just kind of sad and lonely and wishing she had another guy. If you get my drift, you know what I mean? Huh? Huh? Come on, man. This one's by the Judds, Naomi and her daughter Winona with Why Not Me.
On Well, I called you up on the telephone. I could hear you was playing Hagar and Jones. I knew right then that there was something wrong. There's only one reason you play cheating songs. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me, yeah. Well, I went to the bank with my little checkbook. The cashier, he gave me the strangest look. He said, you ain't got no money 'cause you're overdrawn. Your man took it all and he's a done gone. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. So bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, honey, can't you see? Baby, baby,
as you can tell, that song was not the song I thought it was.
Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
We do have a problem, a big problem, because I screwed up. And that was actually supposed to be Have Mercy on Me by the Judds. Yes. Had the artist right, didn't have the song right. Oh, well, you know, we can't always be perfect in this lovely world that we call magic, but we gave it our best shot. What would Casey Kasem do? Wait, I know exactly what Casey Kasem would do. He wouldn't do it. Or he'd just simply reply with, "Fuck!" And he'd restart this thing over. It happens, right? You can't always be perfect in the fucking world. Come on. Grow up here. All right, that's going to do it for the Mater Cast this time. Well, next time, we hope we're going to have a better show for you because we're going to have more stuff to do. So we hope you will stick around. It might take us maybe a few weeks to get things adjusted and get things back to normal. But we're not going to be gone forever. We are starting a brand new chapter in this show, and we want you to be along with it. Just keep subscribed. We will be back. It might take us a few weeks or so. It might even take us a few, I don't know. It shouldn't take us too long, but I'm not going to give you any promises because I don't even know the answer. So it will take a little while for me to get everything all adjusted. And once it's ready to go, guess what? We're going to have a great time on the Matercast. Don't disconnect yet. Don't go out and say I'm going to unsubscribe now because it's going to take a long time. No. Hang on. Hang in there. Because the next show is going to be fantabulous. We're going to be back in about 2 or 3 weeks with a brand new method, a brand new format, and a brand new show. Don't go anywhere, folks, and we hope you'll stick around for the next show. This has been episode number 6 of the Mater Cast. I'm Jerry Mater saying so long, everybody. Goodbye. Until next time, pray, love, and be good to each other. Goodbye, everybody. Take care.